Yas, 2021 is here, people. It's a new year, new me, bitch. New year, new motherfucking me, okay? Like, December 31st happened, right? And that was the old me. But as soon as the motherfucking clock stroke? But as soon as the clock stroke 12, that just sounds dirty. I can't even talk. As soon as the clock stroke 12 inches, I became a new person. January 1st, I was a white woman, okay? December 31st, old black man me. January 1st, new white woman me. Hi everybody, my name is Beverly, I really appreciate you guys for coming in and listening to me today. Yes, new year, new me, bitch. I'm only saying that to sort of make fun of the fact that I have not seen nary a one New Year's resolution for 2021. The hardest thing about recording a podcast, especially while you're drinking wine, is the ability to actually speak articulately and clearly so that people can understand you. Like, I've been recording for a good 3 minutes now, and I'm telling you, I'm not gonna use an ounce of that shit because I can't even understand what I'm saying. It's like, what the lisp is going on here? Like, what actually is happening to me right now as I'm trying to record this podcast? Who the fuck knows? But welcome to the Sacred Acid Podcast, where we'll just be talking about a bunch of shit that really, truly doesn't matter, because truly, does any of it really matter anyway? Bitch, we all gonna die. Not now. I don't know. Some, at least one of you, if you're listening to this, you might die today, okay? But don't be mad. Just be happy that a prophet came. Told you what was the tea, so you won't be shocked when you actually, do die. Anywho, welcome to the Sacred Acid Podcast. Today we're going to talk about 2021 aspirations, because I feel like I know that I have not, for a fact, seen anybody post any type of New Year's resolution for 2021, and I think it's because everybody was so hopeful for 2020, and mainly because a new decade, I mean, the numbers are so similar. There's a 2 and a 0, and then there's another 2 and a 0. And, you know, a lot of people are simple enough to be like, oh, this is the year because it's 2020. And then that shit was just absolute shit. Like, there was a lot of bad things that happened. The pandemic happened. Kobe died. A bunch of other black folk died, which made me extremely sad. And also a bunch of white people died, which made me extremely indifferent. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, it's just crazy. And then to see the difference between black lives in America and how they feel about life in America, and them going out and putting their lives at risk to be able to live comfortably and just exist peacefully like everybody else, then the juxtaposition of watching white folks go out with their anti-mask mandates and protests. So it's like, from my perspective, black people are just fighting for their right to live, and white people were fighting for their right to die. And I feel like both are right, and both should be heard, and you should just let them live their lives. Oh, I might edit this out. Or I might not. Who knows? But yeah, last year was crazy. Particularly for me. I tried to mostly, like, I know for a lot of people, like myself, especially if you're approaching 30, like, that time for you, especially if you're working from home, that time for you was to center yourself and build upon yourself and grow and expand, because you have all this time now. You're not leaving anywhere. You can't really go anywhere. You're working from home. It was like the time for self-discovery and self-growth, right? But I didn't do none of that shit. I still don't know myself. But I have grown exponentially around my belly area. And I'm not particularly fond of that fact either. But yeah, I discovered a lot of things about myself being in quarantine last year. I realized that I can jack off with my left hand, which is, you know, news to me. Now it just feels like I don't need an extra person. I don't need a significant other. My left hand is the stranger I never knew I wanted or needed or craved. What else did I learn? I learned that even if I don't have any money, I still will spend money like I do have money and get Uber Eats every day. Like, that's a normal thing that po' folk do. And it's not. It's not. I've asked other po' folk, and they're like, no. Not only are you po', bitch, dumb as hell. Okay? But I don't care. I mean, I do care. My doctor cares. Because as it stands, I'm pre-diabetic. And very close to hypertension. So that's one thing that I definitely have to change in 2021. The horrible eating habits that I acquired in 2020 being in quarantine. That's something that I really have to change. One thing I'm not going to change is I was jacking off with my left hand. Because that experience... That experience alone has really pushed me to be able to be here for 2021. Tell you nothing every single way, every single place, everywhere. Now if you come to my place, I warned you, do not sit, do not lean on a wall, do not bring a black light. There's a situation around here. The CDC is gonna shut my apartment down, okay? Oh well. But yeah, that's my 2020 recap. Now, here's what I want to do in 2021. I've had this podcast, literally, because it's that serious. I think I've had this for about 2 years, and I've only posted 2 episodes. Even though I've recorded way more than that with other people, I've still yet to post anything else that I've recorded. And on top of that shit... I have yet to actually listen to a lot of it. Because, you know, I was still trying to figure out where the fuck this was going to go. What is it going to be? Yada, yada, yada. And then I realized that I can just be myself and it'll be fine. Whether people listen to it or they don't listen to it. Whether people like it or they don't like it. I want to do one. I've been wanting to do one. So it was like, ding dong, knock knock, dumbass. Just do one. So that's what I'm gonna do. So my plan for this year is to have some type of motherfucking recording and then just slap the label of a podcast on that bitch at least once a week. And if I could do that at least once a week for a good amount of time, then that would make me feel good about myself. You know, podcasts give people self-esteem. Mostly the people doing it. Not the losers listening. By the way, thank you, loser, for listening to me. I really appreciate that you are listening to me. It does not make you any less of a loser. It probably makes you more of a loser. But know that this non-loser appreciates you. And you're welcome for my appreciation. Also, what are my plans? I guess one of my plans, and this is like the scariest thing, so I feel like I have to do it, is doing stand-up, because I've been wanting, there are things that I've been wanting to do since 2009, but depression got in the motherfucking way, and now that I'm no longer motherfucking depressed to that fucking point, I feel like I can do the things that I wanted to do, I've been wanting to do for over, you know, the past decade, and now I can do them without that being in the way, because if you're going through something mentally, and that's in the way, that can really not only fuck up your situation in that moment, but it can fuck up your situation for the future. And I've noticed that by looking back at other relationships or past relationships where I didn't see or realize or understand that I was being the immature one and I was causing mess, but I was pointing my finger at the other person and blaming it all on them. You know, and now we're not friends anymore. I had some good friends, but now we're not friends anymore because I just wasn't in a mental space to be able to handle or understand, or I didn't have the maturity to handle a relationship in any capacity. You know? Not a job, not a working relationship, not a friendship, not a loving relationship with a significant other. I just wasn't at that place. And not only was I not at that place, it was like I was the opposite of not at that place. I was like anti that. Pretending or projecting that. It was just a whole bunch of shit. Basically, I wasn't ready. And if I basically would have tried to get on stage in my mental state in 2009 or 2010 or 2011, I would have been shamed. I would have gone viral for being a fucking idiot. So everything happens in due time, and everything happens for a reason, and I feel like this year is the year that I take life by the cojones and do shit that I wanted to do, I've been wanting to do. And if it doesn't turn out how I think or wanted it to turn out, it's quite alright. It's fine. I'm good with just knowing that I said I was gonna do it, and then I did it. And I think that's good enough for me, because regardless of how it goes or how I think it goes, just putting my feet forward in a direction will lead me to somewhere good. It's like you go to school for this or that or this, and then you end up doing something totally different, and you love it way more. But you probably wouldn't have discovered that if you had not put the footsteps forward to go in a direction, you know? So we have the intention of going in the right direction. But bitch, I won't know until I get there. I won't know until I put that mic up in my motherfucking hand. I look out into the audience, and I say, I hate white people. There's something that happened to me in 2020 that has never happened to me before, and I guess because I never gave it really any thought. And it's not that I'm now racist against white people. It's just the fact that I have no qualms about saying disparaging things about white people. Like, I'll say, fuck them crackers, and then I'll sleep real easy at night. But the point being is, if you're going to be so upset or so angry at my words, which are just words, then you should be upset and angry at the actions that are actually being taken, you know, towards people of color, and the fact that they're losing their lives just because of the color of their skin. Like, that's baffling to me. So if you want to be mad at my words, be mad at what's actually happening, okay? And then we could come back to my words. That's my whole point with saying it. If the words incite you so badly, if the words make you so upset, then why doesn't this action, this thing that's actually happening to people, make you just as upset or even more upset, you know? So that's why I say it. And I love saying it, and I don't feel guilty about saying it. It's just like, ugh. For me, saying fuck those crackers is just like saying I love you to another black person, you know? So to all my black people out there, fuck them crackers. I'm gonna get banned before this even began. Check out my next single on iTunes called Banned Before This Even Began. Come to think of it, I might not even post this bullshit. Not that it's bullshit, but white people be scary. I don't know. But yeah. Those are my goals for 2021. Lose weight. Because my doctor... Did I tell you that my doctor had the nerve to tell me that I needed to lose weight without ever seeing me? Because that motherfucker was old, so when I went to the doctor's office, I got seen by a nurse practitioner, and they're the ones who did all, you know, the weighing in, the checkups, the blood drawn. Then I got a call from him about a week later, and he's looking at all my info, and he's like, yeah, you need to lose some weight. Now, I can understand that he read my blood levels and said why I need to lose some weight, but motherfucker, you ain't never seen me. You don't know what the fuck I look like. How you know I need to lose some motherfucking weight? And on top of that, the nurse that took my weight added on pounds to my weight. And I'm not kidding. Like, I looked at the scale before I got off, and then I looked at his paper, and it said, like, a legit 10 more pounds. And I was like, how, bitch? You hating ass, spiteful ass. And then, you know, since he told me that, I was like, how does he know? And I was asking Alexa, and I was asking Siri how to whoop his ass through the phone. Because, you know, you ain't finna talk about me through the phone and think you're gonna get away with it. And I'm reaching my hand through that motherfucker, right? And then I never found out. And then on top of that, the motherfucker retired. So one of his last things he ever did before he retired was call me fat. Okay? And then he retired. Okay? So he knew, so I would never, you know, have a chance to tag that ass. And I'm not really appreciative of that. If you're gonna call me fat, then at least be mad enough to let me tag that ass when I come into the doctor's office next time. And I don't care if you 78. I don't care if there's a pandemic going on, bitch. You call me out my name first. I actually don't even think he said that I was actually fat. I think he just said, you know, you just need to lose some weight, but still I was offended. And I could have been offended by the last doctor who told me that my build was like the build of like a farmhand. Like, this motherfucker really, because he actually saw me, but he just saw my build, saw my weight. He said, you could stand to lose a little weight. You're probably built like that because, you know, probably people in your family, you're like meant to be a farmhand. And in my head, I was thinking, this nigga just called me a slave? He was an older white man, by the way. So I was like, yeah, smiling and whatever. But in my mind, I was like, this motherfucker just said my body was built for slavery. Man, fuck you. I was so offended, I was affronted. But whatever. So yeah, that's one of my 2021 goals. Another one is to do stand-up. I have been writing a set, but for me, I can't force it. Like, I can't sit there and be like, oh, let me be funny. It's like an energy that comes. It's just an energy where I'm just thinking, like, I don't plan it. It just happens. And it's like rapid fire. Like, I'll come up with this whole little story in my head. And to me, it's hilarious. And I know it's hilarious to other people because I'm always joking with my friends. And they're always, you know, cackling and laughing. And they probably would have lied to me, like, when we were all 18, 19, 20. Oh, yeah, you're funny. And then behind your back be like, nah, that nigga ain't funny. But now I think we're at an age where we can comfortably say, nah, nigga, yeah, ain't funny. You need to stop with these jokes. You know what I mean? So I do get good reception from what I do make off of it. They haven't seen me actually, like, do a full set. So hopefully, that's one of the things too, is to get some friends, try to do a set, a little quick five, see, you know, hear the feedback they have to give me, and whether it's good or bad or not, or even if the feedback does not get better, I'm still taking that motherfucking set, and I'm still getting on stage, and I'm still doing it, because it's something I want to do, and nobody's gonna tell me no, and I'm gonna, oh, no. I was about to say, and I'm gonna start clapping on key, but I know I'm not, because now I'm a white woman. Do I want to be a white woman now? Because I lose rhythm, but see, I stay alive longer. So now the question is, do I want to be white and have the right to live normally, like any human being would be? But also have flavorless food, not be able to dance, and deal with white men at a closer level? Or do I just want to be a black man and be happy? What if I was both? What if I was a black man waist down and a white woman waist up? I think that's the best of all worlds. Like, I'll just bleach my skin waist up, get like a double D, triple D breast implants, get some blonde hair, some blue contacts, but keep everything the same. Be a black man with a big dick waist down. Do I actually have a big dick? No, but I'm a black man, so nobody ever says or thinks or assumes that. Like, I can even have sex with somebody and they'll just assume that just because I am a black man that I have a big dick, knowing full well it's only 3.5 inches. But that's on them. I don't know. I think that's probably what I'd do. 2021. Transition into half a white woman and half a black man. We'll call it a, not a centaur. A cracker tar? No. We'll call it Kellanin. Yes, my Kellanin transition. If you want to be a Kellyan, because, you know, Caucasian melanin, my Kellyan transition. White woman at the top, black man at the bottom. Yeah, it's beautiful. That's beautiful. I think that works out. Those are my only two goals for 2021, really. And let's see if I'll be able to achieve them or not.